USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of an eastern Ukraine town where a deadly missile attack on a train station took place Friday says about a quarter of the population plans to stay, this despite an expected Russian advancement. The missile attack on the train station killed at least 52 people. Nate Mook, CEO of World Central Kitchen, tells ABC News he was in the area shortly after the missile attack.
These were innocent women and children and grandmothers trying to evacuate on trains, and they were the target of this attack.
4,000 people were at the station in hopes of leaving the area at the time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the latest European leader to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Johnson's pledge to give more military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles. That's on top of the additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment he has already promised. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.